for size would that be?
Well, it generally.
They're generally oblong.
Well, they're long, they stack to you. Father used to stack it all together.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a long stack from 10 or maybe 20 or 30 feet long sometimes, depending on how much hay it'd be. And, they'd run about 12 feet high.
Did you ever pile it up out in the field?
In small country sheds, haycocks.
Mm-hmm. And the shelter where you keep the cows, you call the
cow shed.
No, they're cow barns.
You call them barns now, but you used to call them sheds?
Yeah.
Well, it was because they were built lean to onto the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually.
And where they keep the hogs in a shelter of some sort?
Hog houses.
Hog cows.
And different things they farm for. Some people farm for the grain, others for the milk. The milk would be a, what kind of farm would they call it? A
dairy.
Okay. Now, I have been confused as I travel over Illinois about what a barnyard is. Different people seem to have different ideas of what the barnyard is.
Uh-huh.
But what is it that you call it here?
Well, it can be either where the stock can run in it, or can be where they can't be in it at all. Some people get neat with their yards and they want to keep clean and grassy nice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe turn a nice horse loose in it part of the time.
But it would have grass in it?
It would have grass.
Barnyard would have grass.
If they don't have stock in it.
And if they had stock in it, they call it a barnyard anyway?
No, they call it, generally call it a cow lot. Or
a cow lot. Or a feedlot, would you call it?
Of course, they don't have horses now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a feedlot is generally another place. And the feed nowadays, and just in the last 4 or 5 years, they feed from a different angle. Even had a feed running as far as from here to the road.
Hmm.
Down a trough, comes right out of the saddle and feed maybe a couple of carloads at a time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the place you turn the animals out to graze, you call the
pasture.
And how about what kind of fences do you use around here?
Wire all together.
They never used to use any wood?
Oh, I can remember pay back to the old wooden fence and my father would go out and cut them out, cut the tree down, make the rail, even help land.
That was a worm fence, they called
it.
That was really a rail fence? I mean,
right, rail fence. Laid on an angle this way, the next mouth, see it back.
Is it, they call it worm because it went like that?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Often wondered what that was. I never called it a Virginia fence.
You've seen some.
Not up here, they didn't. They just called worm fences and rail fences. And
then we had another fence. We had a
stake and rider fence.
Well, it's stake and rider fence and the worm fence.
They're different?
They're different.
And they're just different in the way they're made. The stake and riders, you put two stakes up this way and then the stakes would go out this way from it. They would, that held them in place on the, where they were laid together.
I see. You use mostly wire. What kind of wire do they?
Woven wire.
Wooden wire and red barbed wire also.
And sometimes in the town they'll have around the house. They call that picket almost always. They would call a slat fence.
There would be some of them, yes.
It depends on how it was made. The
depending
slat
on
fence
lived
is different.
In how many oddities there were.
The picket fence they use for the snow fences is slat fencing.
Yeah, that's right. I think I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would call it
they
snow
use
fence.
That same slat fencing to build corn cribs just for temporarily in the fall of the year.
Smaller.
That one on top of that.
Oh.